ओम शांति। 5th December 1979। The other day we were reading about the thoughts of pure and charitable soul. They must be like spiritual magnet. They must be like lighthouse. They must be extremely cool and serene. They must be like elevated weapons. You must increase your account of charity at every second. Account of charity. And use every thought and every second in the knowledge of their value. Any task that cannot be accomplished by the multimillionaires of today can be accomplished by just one thought of you souls. One thought of yours can make another soul into a multimillionaire. So how elevated is your power of thought? Whether you increase your account and inspire others to increase theirs, or whether you waste is up to you. Those who waste it will have to repent, whereas those who increase it will swing in the swing of super sensuous joy. Sometimes they will swing in happiness, sometimes in peace, sometimes bliss. Those who waste everything will have to look at their own empty aprons and observe those who are swinging in these swings. All of you are those who will swing, are you not? There's one more small Murli here. That is 10th December 1979. At Amrit Vela, the power of celebrating a meeting, the power to imbibe and the power to catch the inspiration of pure thought from the Father every day are extremely essential. Baba is talking about increasing account of charity at every second and every and use every thought and every second in the knowledge of their value. Any task that cannot be accomplished by the multimillionaire of today can be accomplished by just one thought of you souls. One thought of yours can make another soul into a multimillionaire. So how elevated is your power of thought? When you increase your account and inspire others to increase theirs, or whether you waste is up to you. Those who waste it will have to repent, whereas those who increase it will swing in the swing of super sensuous joy, Atindriya Sukh. Swing of Atindriya Sukh, of joy. Sometimes they will swing in happiness, sometimes in peace, sometimes bliss. But those who waste everything, what they will have to do? They will look at their own empty aprons. And they observe those who are swinging in these swings. All of you are those who will swing, are you not? So Baba is telling to increase the account of charity. To increase the account of charity. When? At every second. At every step. How to increase this account of charity? Punya ka khata. How to increase this account of charity? Before we enter into the depth of this topic, we need to understand what the worldly people or what in the path of devotion people do to increase their account of charity. What they do in the path of devotion, what the devotees do so that their account of charity should increase. They do a lot of donations, one. Second, donations can be of different types. First is donation, second is to help others. Third is, that is known as altruism, philanthropy. Baba says, I am the greatest philanthropist. So philanthropy. So they go for altruism, they go for philanthropy. Second, third, what? Social service, you can say. In social service, counseling. They counsel others. Yeah? Welfare. Thinking about the welfare of many people. So, they think about welfare. Then, they open different organizations or institutions like Rotary Club or Lions Club this way. Then, education. They give education to others. Those who are illiterate, unlettered, they try to educate them. They try to help poor. They open orphanage. They open old age home. Then, food. Yeah, to marry somebody. they also think this is a great act of charity. This is also great act of charity. So they marry off people. Then, helping farmers, helping poor, helping hapless, hopeless, helpless. Those who are hapless. Hapless means not fortunate. Helpless. Those who are hopeless, despondent. So help such people. Then, helping poor patients to open hospitals. They do physical service as well. Yes. Then, counseling. Yes. Counseling, guiding, helping. Tell what the devotees do. We are more interested in devotees rather than the social workers. They take holy bath in Ganges to visit pilgrimage sites, pilgrimage places, to go for pilgrimage. Every religion has considered this as an act of charity. Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, all the major religions, you will find there are pilgrimage places. So they go there and they consider it is their bounden duty to do this. Then, rituals and ceremonials. These are also acts of sacrificial fire, yajna. If they do sacrificial fire, they think it is an act of charity. And they offer their services at pilgrimage places. They offer their time for such services. That's also an act of charity. Then, yeah, to donation. That will come in the act of donation. Donate what? So many things. They donate clothes. They donate land. Vinoba Bhave, Bhudan movement he had started. Donation of land. Blood donation, organ donation, eye donation. So all sorts of donation. Clothes, animals, land, daughter. As somebody has said already, to marry off, that's also an act of charity. They think it is an act of charity. To serve parents, to serve old people, patients, these are all the acts of charity. Then, to help somebody financially, to lend money, they think this is an act of charity. Then, the needy, those who are in need, go and help them, to provide help. Then, so these are all the, those who are needy, those who are in difficulties. Okay. So, it's someone innocent, it's framed. If some innocent person is framed or cheated, to help that person by helping them in court, that is also an act of charity. If suppose some injustice is done to somebody, or somebody is beset with lot of difficulties or is facing atrocities at the hand of some landlord or some wealthy or prosperous person, to help that person is an act of charity. So these are all the different ways people think these are all the acts of charity. But there is a deep psychology within. Even while doing all these things, there is a deep desire inside of gaining name and fame. People should know that we have helped such and such person. People should know that we have helped this person. Somebody is there and that person needs operation. So we have made all attempts to amass money for that person. So we will make an advertisement of that. we are talking about worldly acts of charity, first of all. So all these things people do, but as I said, there is a deep psychology within, a deep innermost desire for fame, for name. If not in this world, at least for the next world. They all are wanting to go to heaven. If not heaven, liberation, moksha. They call it nirvana, kaivalya. They have those desires. If not that, at least a kingdom. In next birth, some good things. Good birth. Yeah, to finish our sins. Okay, that's a good thing. And then, we are right now talking only about worldly things. We'll come to this. What deep psycho, I'm talking about psychology, not about spirituality. So they have all these desires within, with which a person is motivated, inspired, propelled to do all these acts of charity. This is what is human being is. That's why most of the Murlis, Baba has said, I am the only one who is altruistic server, no one else. No one, no human being can ever be absolutely 100% selfless. Everywhere there is some vested interest. So, these are the different acts of charity and these are the different motives. Motives may be different. There might be people who are doing it out of absolute love. They don't have any selfish desire or ends. Just absolute love for the sake of humanity. Just because they love. Just because they feel the pain. Just because of out of that compassion, out of that compassion, out of that mercy, out of that empathy. They do all these things. This is all the worldly things. Now come to this knowledge. What are our acts of? How do we increase our account of charity? Ours should be something different than what the worldly people do. It should be more subtle, more deeper. So how do we increase our accounts of charity? Or what are our acts of charity? Yes? Okay, stop seeing others, stop thinking negative about others, have positive thinking. These are also acts of charity. We will take this topic in terms of knowledge, yoga, all dharanas and service. In knowledge, to churn the Murli is an act of charity. This is one of Vyaktavani where Baba has said this. To churn Murli is an act of charity. You increase your account of charity by churning Murli. By going into the depth of Murli, by understanding Murli, by keeping the points in your intellect, by filling your apron with the pearls of knowledge, is an act of charity. So when I am studying Murli, when I am churning Murli, when I am trying to understand the subtle nuances of Murli, that is also an act of charity. Because our acts of charities are not like those acts of charity. They are very gross. These are very subtle. Because here you are empowering your soul. You are filling your soul with spiritual power. So that itself is an act of charity. First is knowledge. Second is about meditation. The more you stay combined, united in yoga, you are automatically performing acts of charity. Because by this, you are in connection with that supreme power and you are in tune with that power, you are gaining that power within you and you are also at the same time spreading those pure, sanctified vibrations around. This world is absolutely tamopradhan at present. Absolute spiritual demorality, depravation has occurred. This is the state of absolute fall. The world has fallen down like never before. The vices are in the air. Everywhere there is immorality. Such a state of degradation. In this atmosphere, if we have even one single pure thought, that is an act of charity. So to be in touch with, to be in communion with the Supreme, is an act of charity. To have all relationship with Him is an act of charity. to stay in the stage of unlimited disinterest is also an act of charity. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you are alone. You have to have such sannyasa that you are alone. This is also an act of charity. To keep yourself like lotus is an act of charity. To remain detached is an act of charity. In today's Murli itself, Baba has said, if you remain detached in today's blessing, automatically world will like you, Baba will like you. And whatever you do, that action would be good. If you remain detached, if you stay in the stage of detachment and do things, if you stay in the stage of unlimited interest and do the things. So these are related to yoga. Third is dharana, divine virtues, inculcation of virtues. If you inculcate more and more virtue within yourself, that is an act of charity. You are making yourself divine. You are making yourself elevated. That's an act of charity. In next Sunday's Murli Baba has given analogy of three things. Your flower. Flower has got three things. One is form. Second is color. And third is fragrance. If you have a beautiful color, you have a beautiful form, but if you don't have fragrance, that is just a decoration. Nothing else. That is just a decoration. So, divine virtues are the highest. Form is yoga. Color is knowledge. If somebody has got great knowledge, you feel, yes, this person has great knowledge. But knowledge is there. Form is also beautiful. But if it doesn't have fragrance, nobody likes. Humans like to keep near them. Baba said, humans like to keep those flowers who are fragrance. Such flowers we have become. So divine virtues are fragrance. They are those dharanas translated into action. So they are the highest. So that is why this inculcation of divine virtues, to work on each and every virtue. Which virtue is not in me? Am I lacking in discipline? Am I lacking in humility? Am I lacking in honesty? Am I lacking in truth? Am I lacking in accuracy? Am I lacking in benevolence? Am I lacking in courage? Am I lacking in determination? Am I lacking in easiness? Am I lacking in friendliness? Am I lacking in gentleness? Am I lacking in humility? Am I lacking in modesty? Am I lacking in bliss? Am I lacking in purity? Am I lacking in tolerance? Am I lacking in tirelessness? Am I lacking in zeal? Am I lacking in enthusiasm? Am I lacking in serenity? Am I lacking in sweetness? Am I lacking in loyalty? All the divine virtues, right from A to Z. Which is lacking in me? And what I should do to inculcate it? What I should do to instill that virtue within me? What I do to imbibe it completely within my soul? So, divine virtue. And fourth, service. Fourth is service. To increase this account of charity, what we have to do? Service. Service through all types, all forms. Mind, speech, wealth. All three. Service through mental service, service through speech, and service through your actions, service through your attitude, service through your manners, service through your behavior, service through connections, service through relationships. Everything should become a service. Our every act should become service. Wherever we stand, service should take place. For example, to become example, to lead an exemplary life, to become an idol, to become an example for others, to become a sample, Baba says, for others to follow, to become a great instrument of the Supreme, His knowledge should flow through us. And yet, lacking all those arrogance, ego, let it flow as it is. So, when we are doing service, that is also an act of charity. So let us increase our account of charity at every second. Use every thought, every second in the knowledge of their virtue. Baba has said, you are on the stage while talking with the teachers in next Sunday. You are on the stage. The whole world sees you. Just as if you arrange some program and you go and sit on the stage, how much attention you pay to yourself? In the similar manner, where are you? You are not in front of each other. You are on the stage. The whole world is seeing you. So let us be as much careful as we are, as if hundreds and thousands of eyes are upon us. They are watching me. They are seeing me. My every act is going to become an inspiration for them. Also my every mistake, they are going to remember. So let us be flawless. Today's topic for churning is this. How should be my actions when I am on the stage? Just imagine I am on stage, I have to perform something. What should be my performance? And what are the different things that happen when we are on the stage? What are the different things we need to remember when we are on the stage, when thousands of eyes are upon us? So, increase the account of charity. Om Shanti.